this over with.
Yeah, might as well.
All right. Looks like Joan is absent. Would anybody like to adopt the agenda?
I don't know.
I'll second.
Any opposed? Public comments? Doesn't look like we have any of those.
No, nobody cares.
Approved minutes from regular meeting of July 10th?
I will.
You second it this time.
Oh, I'll second.
Any opposed? Reports of officers and directors. Anybody have anything they want to report on?
I talked to that guy again about the sewer came up and did the donkeys and the horses. And he is still interested. And I told him I talked to him about it. And I went to Bill and got the manual on it. And I told him about it. I don't know how to read the hours. I don't know where to read the hours. He wanted to know the hours. And I told him when we got it, because I have it on my phone, got it June 18th in 2020, and we moved it up there February 8th of 21. And I said, it's only been out on the road that I know of once, maybe twice. And so he's hoping, he's trying to get his contractor to come out. So he said, that I told him that the next 2 weeks would be good, because we're probably going to vote on if we're going to advertise it or not, and we haven't advertised it yet. So he was happy about that.
Okay. All right. Well, that gets us to discussion and review of monthly financial reports and possible action to approve payments and expenditures. Okay. Well, I did the best I could because I hadn't gotten anything from CAHOA because they're waiting on me to get with them again to try and make sure we're all on the same page that everything they've done, we've done, and they've done. So I've got to get with them this week coming up because we've got to get the bills out. So they want to make sure that they've got the correct balances for everybody before they send all the bills.
I have a question about that. A lot of these people that are moving in and just sitting up there that haven't reported that they bought the property, I suppose the owner of the property is going to get notified. And if they don't respond, then they possibly could get a lien put on their property.
And it's between them and the new people to make sure that our information gets updated. It's not up to us to go find them.
Right.
And what we'll do is, you know, once they're late, then we'll go through the county records and see what county records show. But they take several months to update theirs, too. And then we can try billing them again. And if that doesn't work, we put liens on them. I don't know.
So do we not go up and knock on the door and say, no, it's their responsibility.
Yeah, it's their responsibility to contact us.
It is their responsibility.
It's actually the seller's responsibility to notify the buyer that there is an HOA. And then it's up to the buyer to make sure that...
And if they have a real estate agent, it's up to her to find out.
It's up to the real estate and escrow to make sure
everything is up to date. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So if they don't do it through...
Believe me, I know that. They didn't do that with us.
If they don't go through escrow...
HOA.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. A lot of them probably don't go through
escrow. They're just doing a
change of hands.
Uh-huh. And if that's the case, then it slips through the cracks, but it's their responsibility to make sure we're updated.
That's their problem, because if they don't go through...
We have no idea who's sold and who hasn't sold.
But you drive around and...
Oh, there's lots of people camping out here.
Yes, there are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
You know whether they're just camping.
It's not just in the association. It's everywhere out here.
No, I understand that. But isn't it illegal in our association to be on the property other than camping a weekend or whatever without utilities?
Mm-hmm.
And septic especially?
Code violation. Yeah. And zoning violation, but that's up to the county, and the only way the county gets involved is if somebody complains.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to verify that.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then if people are on there long enough, and they don't even own it, and the owners don't even know it, you can't get them out.
Yeah, you could have squatters there for a long time.
My son has a house where Scotty lives, and he's got a beautiful home, and down the street from him, the bank took over. And it was vacant, so these people moved in. They were motorcycle people. They used to ride their motorcycles at night. I mean, and this is a nice thing. People were having fits. And then finally what happened was the bank sold it. And then the people had to get the sheriff. And Scotty says they had all kinds of cops and everything out there. He says it was a mess.
That property where Roger Smith is, I know this is going back to other boards. Roger Smith has three lots, I think, or three or four. Anyway, there's a couple other ones that are up there. Now, he's at one time was spread out onto that property, and we understood that if he was on it for 5 years, that he could claim it.
Well, yes and no. You have to pretty much claim it as your own to begin with, and you have to pay taxes on it.
That's right.
Okay.
You have to pay the taxes on it to get that right.
That's the key.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if he's still up there. I haven't been up there for a long time. But...
Yeah. Now, if he's paying the taxes, then they could claim it after 5 years.
Oh, okay. That's the trick. Oh, okay.
And even then, it's not a sure thing.
Okay. I didn't know how that worked.
Because you have to show that you're doing it with the knowledge of the property owner.
Oh, okay.
Knowledge and consent.
In most cases, there isn't any.
All right. Okay. Well, we got a couple of bank reconciliations. The one for the checking account is from back in April because I haven't done them since. I haven't had the statements to do since. And then the other one, the reserve account, is June's.
Yeah, it won't come out until September.
Right. And then we have the required profit and loss.
That's a July statement. What happened to the May?
I think I got it. I just haven't done it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I can only check off the checks that are written that have come in. I cannot check off anything else. And a couple of statements I gave you before, I did that.
The profit and loss budget versus actual, if anybody wants to read through that. And then we've got the bank statements, the latest ones, which is June 30th for the checking account and June 30th for the savings account. So those were the balances as of that date.
Does those statements go to them and then come to us?
Or? No, not yet.
Oh.
They're still coming to us and then we get to send them to them.
This is new. What's this? Is this?
You mean they haven't even sent out the July statement to the bank?
We just got it.
Oh, okay. But that's still coming from Union Bank. We don't. Mm-hmm. So far, we're not in.
We haven't got the Wells Fargo one.
Okay.
I haven't gone online and set that up yet.
Okay. I didn't know you had to do that. I thought he did it.
Well, they'll get a copy, but whether or not they send it to us.
Well, we have to have some.
But that's why I'll set it up online so we get it every month, an electronic one.
Okay. Then you're gonna have to show me how to do that. So I can get back into checking things off. I'm kind of like I don't know what to do.
Well, they're going to be doing all that. You won't have to.
No.
That's their job.
I just have a title.
Yeah, basically.
Basically, uh-huh. Yeah. But I'd like to know, when the assessments go out, like I always send.
Yeah, they're going to have to send us notices of all that.
What is this?
This is the income and expense statement. I went ahead and did it in Excel this time instead of QuickBooks. I converted it so I could take out all the names so we don't have everybody's name in here.
Right.
This is all the income, which doesn't mean anything came in. That's what was billed.
So basically what these smaller amounts are is just their interest that they have.
Uh-huh. And what this goes back to the fact that we've never properly done our accounting. We've tried on the big expenses, we put them in as monthly expenses, even when they're a once a year bill.
Yeah.
So they go on the expenses monthly. But we've never done that with income because it's such a pain in the butt. 200 times we'd have to put them in there 12 months for each one.
Oh my God.
But that's how they're supposed to be entered. That way you can see your monthly income and expenses.
Well, we did that with interest.
Yeah, but we're supposed to do that with the income, with the assessments as well, so they show up monthly. But it's a pain in the ass, so we're not going to do it. But anyway, this is income and expenses for the month, which doesn't mean a whole lot, because all of our income comes at the end of the year, and all of our expenses come throughout the year.
Well, I just never know, like, when things are due anymore, like when client's going to be due and Hanover. And
yeah, we'll get bills. They're not due yet. We just, they're first of the year.
First of the year. Yeah, I haven't gotten anything lately, but we had that one that was missed because, I don't know why, it didn't come in.
Then we have the check register since April. So this is all the checks that have gone out and all the money that's come in.
mostly out. Then there's the general ledger that they require us to cut a tree down for every month or every quarter, which is a joke because who's going to go through it? But
yeah, who's going to? You know, it's unbelievable.
Well, if somebody wants to audit us, they can go through it.
That's right.
Big deal. Have fun. Okay, then we have the delinquent assessments receivable, which is actually shorter than it used to be, getting to be less of them. But that's all the lots that have balances.
Okay.
And some of them are actually positive balances as they've overpaid.
I got lost.
The one that says number 8, it's way back there because the general ledger is like 14 pages.
Okay, I'm still going.
Yeah, it's a ways.
No, okay, got it. That's what happened to me.
But that's the lots that are have balances, either a positive balance because they've overpaid or a negative balance because they owe.
Most of them are negative. I'm not down there.
So. But again, that's another one that we're required to do. Okay, so that takes care of the reports we're required. Then what I've got in here is the last few bank statements because I'm hoping that we can get some clues as to what some of these payments were for. Let's see, the 3009, check 3009, I figured that one out. That was easy enough. But 3010, I know, had to be to Kern County, and it had to be for a lien release.
Oh,
no?
Oh, no, I'm fine. 3010 was for the county, 101.
Do we have any idea what lien release? So we can put it on their bill.
135 and 136.
135 and 136?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. That's what I needed. Okay, and then 3011 was voided because I paid Hanover online, and then 30.
But it was the 364, right?
Yeah, the online payment. Right.
I have it. Apparently, I sent a check in too.
No, you wrote a check, and then I voided it, and I went online and paid it, so it was paid right away.
That's fine.
And then we have check number 3012 for $75.
And that was for county quarter, and that was for 135 and 136 also.
Okay. In addition to the lien release.
Yes.
Oh, because they charged the $75 fee.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Gotcha. All right. Well, that answered those questions. Now,
I hope you don't want 13 because I have a county recorder, but I don't put down who it was.
Yeah, and that's the same. I was going to ask you about that one next, and that's the same thing. So if we don't know what lot, then I'll have to find out from Joan.
Yeah, I've been trying to put those in there, but I guess I was in a hurry.
That's fine.
Put it in there.
There was also a deposit on 618 for $75. I'm assuming that we charged whoever on lot 135 and 136 for the extra $75. And we got a check.
I assume.
It's my assumption.
I don't have any deposit.
But I don't have a copy of the check, so I don't know what it was.
I don't have anything on that for deposits. I don't have any deposits for a long time.
Okay. So I wonder if I got it and I forgot to make a copy of it too. That's possible. I'll look through my stuff some more and see if I can find it, find that one. But that's, I'm assuming that that's what that deposit was for.
3015 was voided.
Okay, 3015 is void. 3014, I'm assuming, was to the district for room for the
3014
rent.
Was for Quail Valley.
Yeah, that's what I assumed.
Yeah. So was 16. $17 was Roseman Law.
Let's see, I don't know if I've gotten that far. I don't think so. Oh, yeah, I do. It's actually in the, that's in the computer. I remember seeing it now.
Okay.
Okay. So we're good.
$18 was for months and then we went down there. And
the $50.
Yeah, and then today's $25. It's on $19. I wish I'd marked that other one down. I usually mark them down.
Yeah, I'm trying to get all my stuff up to date so I can compare it with theirs and make sure that we're all on the same page.
If Jones tells you who the 13 was, I'd like to put it in my Google.
Okay. I will send her a note.
Okay.
I got to send her one for some others anyway because we've got one for Amazon for on the credit card on 719 that I don't recognize for 4822. So I'm guessing that it's a credit card. Oh, did she give you some credit cards?
Somebody did.
And then we've got Love's Country Store, which I know about. She told me that she used the wrong credit card.
Yeah.
I told her not to worry. I've done the same thing.
Yeah.
I've got too many of them in there. You get in a hurry and just grab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
28.
And then when you're getting ready to pay, you don't want to take you in a hurry.
Joan had one for 28.49. What day was that? On June 20th.
I probably already entered it, but I'll take the receipt so I can send it to them.
Okay.
So that they can make sure they get them entered.
I didn't know to do it, did you?
That's what we're going to talk about next, is how we're going to deal with all these. Basically, what you're going to do is tape them to a piece of paper and write notes as to what they were for. And actually, you're going to tell everybody to do that. When they give them to you, then you'll take them and you can either scan them and email them, or you can just mail them to CAHOA, because they're the ones going to be entering all this.
Okay.
You don't have to do this anymore.
That's good.
You just have to send it to them. But we can either do that, or we can make everybody turn in their own receipts. I think it's better if they all go through one person.
Yeah.
And that way we know that they get there.
Yeah. Well, these are the only ones I've been given. Now, the ones back here are for stamps.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's the only ones I've got.
Okay. So these are the ones that she's done are newer than this, is why you haven't gotten them yet, I guess.
Yeah, no, they're not giving them to me.
These are old ones. Okay.
My charges are empty.
I'll set these all up and give them to them so they have them for backup. Because the thing we've got to remember, they've still got to have all the backup that goes with this in case our friend up here decides he wants to go look through our records.
Yeah.
He can go to Upland, he can look through them, but they have to have them. Because if they have to tell him that they haven't got them yet, well then that puts us in a bind because we've got to get them to. Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know when you make charges, and I don't know when Joan does.
Right. No, and that's why I say they all need to go to you, and then you can package them and send them to them.
And I'm not even sure all the ones from the post office were mine, but
okay.
I mean, because.
Well, I can tell by the card number.
Yeah.
So that'll be, one of them's probably yours and one's probably Joan's.
Yeah.
They're two different card numbers.
Okay, and I do have some stamps. I don't know if I should turn those in or.
No, because we still will have postage and stuff to do.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you get like a bind and you make mail them in instead of putting them by the computer.
Yeah.
You need a stamp to do it that way too.
They want the papers, I'm sure.
Mm.
I'm sure they're going to need it like you need it.
If we scan them and send them to them, that's fine too, because they can print it out and put it in the file. That's all they've got to have. They don't have to have the actual physical.
No, they don't.
We can throw, once we scan it and send it to them, we can throw it in the trash.
Yeah.
I don't even know if that computer still works. I haven't opened that computer for about 6 months.
They can all go to you, and you can bring them to me, and I'll do them too.
I can do them too.
Yeah, well, I can scan. I just need to reintroduce myself to the computer.
I'll send her an email and ask her to see if she can come up with receipts for these. And like I said, we don't need the actual receipt. Just a scanned copy of it is plenty, and then we just send it on that way. But that's pretty much the ones that I needed. So that gets us through that stuff. And the rest of this is just the bank statements that I've been going through, like I said, trying to match everything up, all the payments and charges, so that we have receipts for everything, just in case somebody ever wants to question it.
Yeah.
Usually I take pictures of these, but if I did, he's got them.
So we would need, let's see, we go back to the check register and we can approve the payments. Let's see, where did that? That's way back at the beginning. Sure glad I made up so many more packets for today. Since we had so many people show up.
Yeah, a lot of paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Save them.
It takes a lot of time, too. Let me tell you, printing all that stuff.
It sure does. A lot of ink.
How far back are you going to go?
Let's see. Number 6. That's the check register.
Page 6.
up at the very top, I put page numbers every so often.
Yeah,
actually, it's not really a page number. It's the...
I see four.
It's the required reports number.
It's on the back. It's on the back of...
I hand-wrote it up on top.
Five.
Yeah.
I see five, so I'm getting...
You're getting,
the
back getting warm.
Six. Well, I was just saying, he's doing that, and I see four. So I didn't know if we were going to go back.
Yeah, no,
five.
Keep going.
I got six.
Okay. Yeah, that would be the payments. So we had $25, room rent twice, Rosemond Law $500, Union Bank $1,484. That would have been for the credit card, which would have been a charge for our phone. And then Union Bank $4,379, which would have been credit card. Hanover $364, the Recorder $101, Water District $25, Recorder $101. Union Bank $184.96, which was again the credit card. And then we had the Water District again for $25. Somebody paid us with a credit card, so there was a $7.42 charge for the credit card. $25 for the Water District, $7.84 for Rosemond Law.
Yep.
And that's our payments for the last 3 months.
I'll go through there.
So if anybody would like to approve our payments.
I'll approve them.
I'll second.
Yes, just I don't.
Any opposed? Okay. And I'll put together an email to let everybody know that all receipts need to go to the treasurer, and then the treasurer will forward them to CAHOA. So anytime we do check, credit card, whatever, that way it gets to them. So they can be balancing all this stuff and collecting it all. Okay.
I think that 101 was for lot 117.
Maybe.
Well, that says April, but still. They were dealing with 117 I got just recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I was that over, I think. So, I think that's what I want.
We'll figure it out. It's in there, so at least we can, you know, we've got a record of it. It's just trying to find out for sure where, what it was for.
Well, at least we can say, if you can tell us that you think it's 117, because that was such a hallelujah, it's done, and it just came in recently, like May or June.
No.
So, he was a pain in the bottom.
Yep. All these are fun.
Yeah. Where'd our big TV go?
I stole it.
Okay. Just wondered.
When I had to move my mom in the house, I put our TV in her room and then stole this one so we'd have a TV in the living room again.
Good.
Okay, let's see. That gets us through the financials, so that puts us to discussion and possible action on road repairs, street signs, etc., if anybody's got anything on that. I pretty much just left it on here because it's been on here.
And I have high hopes of getting those street signs up, but...
Once we can come up with a crew.
But don't you have to have a little bit of water in there? I mean, that's like digging cement.
Well, we have augers.
Oh, okay.
Two people have augers.
Because I bought myself some lights, because at night I don't have a light on the back of my house because the electric went out, and I still don't have it, so I still have to get an electrician that would come out here. So anyway, I bought spotlights to put back there so that when the ring went, because sometimes it...
Didn't I give you Izzy's car?
Who's Izzy?
Oh, you know that worker, the handyman.
Yeah, he does electric.
Nick?
No, he's a new. He works for the Water District now, but his dad was an electrician. He grew up doing electrical work all his life. Yeah, and he's actually has his own handyman business.
He gave me some cards and I passed them out. So
the reason why I say that is because, I had our friend Carl. My husband had him do that. He couldn't find it, and then I had my son had as an electrician guy that was working on it. He couldn't find it, and then I had there was three of them that came and nobody could find them. Then you start calling in town, nobody wants to come out here, and if they do, it's like a couple hundred dollars. $1,000 just to walk out here. I don't have that kind of money. So I think it's like 5 years now that I haven't had an electric bike.
Yeah, I'm going to say it seems like forever.
Yeah, it is. It does to me. I have a hard time cleaning the bathroom. I can't see. Well, and with my eyesight the way it is, I can't see. Yeah.
She'll give you her telephone number. I had cards in my
bathroom. I have my purse.
You know what you do? Just text it. Okay. Write it down in a text to me.
Yeah.
Well, that also leaves us with discussion and possible action on list of volunteer, repair and maintenance crew, organization, job descriptions, all that, and discussion possible action on continued use of volunteer labor. And since I know I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about contractors to hire to do this stuff, unless anybody's got anything on these, we can just put no action on all three of them because they're all the same thing.
Yeah. Well, one of the things was I wasn't trying to get people together. Was that it's been so darn hot. I don't want people out there passed out on me.
Well, and the thing of it is Bill is no good right now either.
He's having a hard time just relearning to drive the tractor.
Well, he's having a hard time learning life.
Yeah. But he's doing so much because he's being forced to use his arm. So he is doing a whole lot.
So now he's doing more with that arm
He also is. He also is learning. He said he's had a hard time manipulating the tractor because he hasn't done it.
Yeah. No. Even our crew, we've been slowing way down because it's just been
too hot.
It's too hot for anybody to be out there.
Yeah, killing us.
I haven't forgotten the signs.
No, we'll have to wait and see.
What we have to do too is to find out how many people we can ask. People will say, "Yeah, I'll help out." Then when it comes to help out, I have this to do. I'm this.
Liam and John
have
both asked me if we're going
to
be doing it, and I told them yes, we are, but not yet.
We'll have to see if we get a fall this year. Or if we're going to go straight to winter.
You know what? The hummingbirds are really coming in.
It's so looking more like we're going to go from 100 degrees to 20 degrees.
20, yeah.
It does. It does.
Yeah, I've had a lot of hummingbirds. I've never had that many before.
That's because they're filling up right now. They usually don't do it till October.
That's what I thought.
And we're in August.
Yeah.
So it's going to be early. But anyhow.
Okay. We'll just...
I haven't put any sugar out for them because I don't want ants.
And
I've
it's not the
ants.
Most important thing, putting up stop signs. They're all going to gripe about having to put stop signs up.
Well, they're all going to gripe when they're up, so what's the difference?
Yeah, I was going to say, they're all paying attention.
Grading the road is the more important thing, but we've got to have a crew for that.
Well, we can't even get any rain. You need that, too.
You got to have some... Oh, talking about water. The other day, it was 2 weeks ago, Randy, I came out... I had a real early appointment, so I left here about, I guess it was like 8 o'clock, and a big truck came out of here, you know, the road that goes up to the hill there?
The long one?
Yeah, and it was a long, huge, long truck, and he was coming out, and he was filled with water, because he was dripping water all the way out.
Yeah.
I said, why do they fill it up?
They're just about full. They're just about done. But he probably left his hose or probably had stuff left in it that was dripping, but they've been using the big tanker to bring water from town out to here to fill the water trucks.
Because he dripped water all the way out. I said, my God, why is he transporting water out of the valley? We need water.
He probably never closed the valve after he was done emptying it. So whatever was in the tank sloshing around on the bottom of it.
Yeah, because I was going to stop it and tell you, but that you weren't here. So I said, and then of course... My brain doesn't work that well, so I can't remember.
I have seen a couple of potable water trucks come in.
Oh, yeah. People are still hauling water.
But
people whose wells have gone bad.
It isn't just that. It's the people that are...
Oh, it's all over.
Because you look at...
Well, the ones that are in those things are...
Campers. Up on the hill, up on Stable, especially up on the hill, I see the water. There's little water on, what do they call them? Just little tanks. They stuck up there.
Yep, I know. They're hauling water.
And I guess there's nothing we can do about it.
And we could make a fuss about it and complain to the health department and code compliance, but that's all. And all they'll do is come out and red tag it and tell them you can't live here.
Yeah.
And then they're not going to do it. They're not going to show them out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know it.
Yeah.
That's why they're there.
I'd like to call code compliance on
that one that's 22.
On the other side, not the one with the fence.
All right, well, that gets us to update and discussion on election activities.
I haven't heard anything. They were supposed to be sending me a draft of what they're going to be sending out for the ballots and everything, but I haven't seen it yet. That was supposed to have been last weekend.
Right.
So if I don't get anything this weekend, I got to get on the phone with them Monday, because they've got, I have to look at the date that they have to have it out by, but it's coming up pretty soon.
It is.
So I'll follow up with them on that Monday and find out where we're at, but get this election over with.
Bill said that he's thinking of running. Now, I don't know if he really will. He can't hear, but I think he wants to make sure that we don't get somebody else in.
Well, the problem is it's already past time to do it.
Yeah, I didn't say that to him.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I thought maybe, because aren't they going to take nominations at the meeting?
Yeah, but at that point, the votes are already done because they're almost all by mail.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to come to the meeting and vote.
That's okay. He really can't hear.
Right.
So.
But now the nominations were already closed. You can do them on the floor, but again, unless you've got enough people here to vote you in,
yeah,
it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, unless
you
had a lot of people at the
meeting. Well, people have already voted. Can they change their vote?
No. Up until they can up until the time they turn it in.
Yeah, I can
once
say
they
otherwise.
Turn it in,
yeah, because you don't.
But
you
still
have
to turn it in at the meeting.
You
yes.
still have to have a room full of people here to vote anybody in. Because
don't worry about that.
Yeah, I doubt it if we'll have anybody.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
We're lucky if we get enough of the majority.
I won't be here.
Mm-hmm. You're never here.
I know.
For those.
Discussion and possible action on the motor grader. You already mentioned that. And then update and discussion on preparation for member meeting, which last time we decided that we weren't going to do anything other than just have a meeting.
That's right.
So, nothing to do there.
So, I was supposed to put out a plate of cookies, but we don't have to advertise.
And then, so we have requests for future agenda items. And I'm going to put on the next agenda the discussion of whether or not we want to change to quarterly instead of monthly meetings.
I'd like to put on the, should we advertise the grader?
Okay.
Can I make a comment?
You bet.
I like the monthly meetings because I like getting out and...
And we may decide to keep them, you know, because it does at least keep communication going, but we can...
Well, we might want to, but till the end of the year.
We pretty much will till the end of the year.
Well, and also
we have to meet next month anyway because we haven't done anything yet, so yeah. We have to meet next month.
That means, what, 3 more months?
And then we're going to have to meet after the... election.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, we have to go to the end of the year because of the election.
So it's pretty much going to take us, the only thing it would do would maybe get rid of December.
No, December?
Yeah.
Well, we don't usually do anything in December.
Exactly.
We can find December and November because Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So.
But we can think about it and then we can see what we want to do at the next meeting.
Yeah, yeah. That's the only thing I was thinking is, because this management company is brand new and is new to us, and we don't understand it, and they don't understand us fully yet. I mean, after all,
But if we don't have a lot of business to do, I mean, if we go to quarterly meetings, that doesn't mean we'll only meet quarterly. If things come up, then we'll have a meeting in between.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's just,
I mean, that's scheduled, completely scheduled ahead of
right.
time.
Right. Then we'll just do meetings in between as needed. But we'll see. Again, we can discuss that at the next meeting. We'll put it on the agenda for discussion.
So September is the 11th. That's good, because the other Labor Day weekend, I'm not going to...
And then right after that is the annual meeting.
The annual meeting is not the one I'm going to miss.
Yeah.
I'll still be 77 our next meeting. But then after that, I'll be 78.
Anything else?
Well, my birthday's in December, so I'm the end.
We can have a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn. Do we have a second?
Any opposed?
We don't need to. Just
no,
have to
no, we don't.
Right.
Do we?
Okay. Well, that takes care.